So that's why you're, that's your reasoning, that you don't want to do the cross-access?
That with this lot and the restrictions that I mentioned, we cannot do the cross-access. And in May, it was our understanding that this layout was acceptable.
We had to meet.
Then, Joel, then my question to you is, what were your concerns, or if this is what they were presented to you, what was the?
Well, we've always said we had concerns with this, so we never said we were comfortable with it. It wasn't until we did our formal staff review that we offered a solution, though. I'm still sticking to the two-story building. The footprint of the building could therefore be smaller. Shared parking is permitted, so they could share more parking with adjacent properties and make their parking lot smaller than they could fit cross-access in. The cross-access currently can be provided anywhere on their property as long as it goes to the east. Mm-hmm. So it can be at the top, it can be at the bottom, anywhere.
Thank you.
Now's the time for the speech. What we see from staff is their professional recommendations as well as compliance with the city ordinances and state codes. So it may appear sometimes that it may not make sense or it's onerous or whatever, but they're doing their job as required. So it's up to the Plan Commission and the Common Council to make any changes if possible. And usually Joel and Marion don't take it personally, but we do have interesting meetings in Joel's office about this. But Alderman Dandridge, turn your mic on.
Ms. Hogan, the applicant is referring to a concept review meeting that he had with the council 6 months ago. And this project was presented to the council in concept only. And the council looked at what they were proposing, and we had a candid discussion regarding the project. And this was something that the council looked like it could be done, okay, and that we could do something with you know, the access issue that would be in front of it because it's parallel to Drexel. I've got a question regarding Mr. Dietl. The land to the east, is that owned by the church?
Correct.
Has the church ever alluded to anything that they were going to use for that land?
Previously, they've talked about building additions, but that was years ago.
Okay. Let's see. I don't have any other questions right now.
Mr. Brooker?
Commissioner Moore? Okay. Commissioner Moore.
I would suggest to you that I totally appreciate everything Mr. Dietl mentioned, but given the fact that Common Council looked at it, I think I would agree that I'm okay with not complying, but I do agree that there's a lot of things that aren't right with a previous plan. So
is that a motion to insert the language as per the city attorney?
Yes, sir.
So condition 4 stays with the insert of the language by the city attorney. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Joel?
There is a second resolution in your packet for the site plan changes. And so there are a number of conditions in that one the applicant is not comfortable with. Touches on some of the stuff that we've already discussed as well. So again, the first 4 conditions are standard boilerplate conditions, starting with number 5, or the one specific to this project. So number 5, again, is recommending that they provide the cross-access easement.
So the suggestion is to here as well insert the city attorney's
language.
Yeah,
to be consistent with the special use, the Plan Commission would recommend removal of number 5.
Is there a motion to insert the city attorney's language as per the prior motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle?
Number six is in regards to landscape buffer yard easement. It can be noted that the shops of Wyndham Village did not do a landscape buffer yard easement. If you recall, an agreement was reached with the property owners to the north where additional berms and landscaping were planted on the properties on the north side of Drexel. Therefore, the Common Council did not require any easements at that time. Although staff is recommending an easement in this instance, the applicant has put additional landscaping where an easement would normally go.
So your concern is merely that it's not protected by an easement?
Correct.
But the building will be there. The landscaping will be there.
Commissioner Morrow.
So if you're willing to put the landscape there, why not put it in an easement? I guess is the question.
I'm sorry?
If you're willing to put the landscape there, why is an easement an issue? A landscape easement?
I believe that the easement is 30 feet and the building is pushed back from the property line as much as it can be based on the dimension of the building and the play area. But it varies from, it may be encroaching on by a couple of feet, and then of course because of the angle of the property line, it quickly is within that 30 feet. As I read the staff report, the fact that none of the initial phase had that requirement because additional landscape was placed on the north side of Drexel, we would ask for that same consideration. We're not asking to do less landscaping. We're just asking not to have that obligation of the easement.
So perhaps an alternative could be an irregular shaped where it's not always 30 feet?
Yes, the Common Council and Plan Commission have done that before.
And you had something else?
With the landscaping, no. That would be the only issue.
And I would also mention that because of the landscaping issue, that's why we're not asking for sidewalks on their side of the private road. And in return, there was, if you notice, there's the fuzzy picture there, a extension to the sidewalk from the building walkway.
Yes.
And engineering is fine with that.
Okay, is there a motion regarding the buffer yard landscape easement?
I'll make that motion.
Which is?
Having your regular shaped 30 where possible, but we're allowed to deviate where the building encroaches.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to allow for require a landscape buffer yard easement that is irregularly shaped to accommodate the landscaping. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, Joel, after you get finished writing.
Yes. Number seven, this would be the part about the two-story building. If the Plan Commission did agree with this condition, it would have the ripple effect of having a significant change on the entire site plan as well.
Say more.
So if the Plan Commission wished to keep a two-story building here, then they will have to redo their entire site plan.
Sorry, I misunderstood. If you left it the same, I thought you said that would require site plan. Okay, all right. This one's a hot button with me. How tall is the building?
It's a one-story building with a sloped roof at the gutter line, peak, as you might say.
It's due to the peak.
16 feet, and then it goes up to a peak of 23 feet.
So, in essence, you're 4 feet short of two-story.
We are.
Yeah.
And you may recall that the entryway and many elements of the building were in keeping with the most of the buildings in the center, not the bank across the street, but we have the same brick and stone and even the same horizontal siding. And of course, that entry point is not typical of the learning experience, but felt we could make that based on the recommendations that we were asked to do back in May.
We always like unique architecture. Never plan A. Commissioner Morrow.
Mr. Dito, can you, so this may not, as you say, match with the architecture in the Wyndham Village, but if you were to go to the east, skip the church, there's the new, I can't think of the name, the retirement
assisted
center.
Living.
Assisted living.
Autumn
Leaves.
How is that height compared to this height?
My guess it's close, but probably a little bit smaller.
Sure. Thank you for
so
being honest.
So this would be shorter. Okay.
This will be
this,
taller.
This
taller.
Would maybe be a couple of feet taller.
Okay.
But I'm not positive, but that's my guess.
All right, the pragmatic mayor. As I look at the use, it's hard to have a daycare on two floors. And it's almost two stories. Alderman Dandrea.
I know that, I see the hip roof design. You're going to be tying in the hip roof design with the nicer homes across the street. So there is that expansiveness of the hip roof design and the materials that are being used, and the direction that the architects went with trying to stay close to the colorization of Wyndham, you know, the Wyndham Village area. I'm willing to move forward with this and recommend it forward.
Your motion is to delete condition seven.
Yes, my motion would be to delete the two-story requirement.
Is there a second to that motion? Commissioner Hogan seconded.
Second.
Any discussion of that? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, Joel, seems to be in conflict.
Yes, if they were going to do a two-story building and have to change the footprint and all that kind of stuff, then this was anticipating that. So I'd set this up that if the Plan Commission agreed with any of these conditions, it wouldn't necessarily have to come back, that we would have addressed all the major changes here tonight, and so the staff could have done a technical review and approval. So we're pointing out that if the building height would have changed, then the parking lot size might have to have changed too. If the building height's not going to change, which you're recommending, then the parking lot would not change either. So then you'd be removing condition number 8 as well.
That's good because it references cross-access. There's a motion. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of removing condition 8, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Dietl?
Number 9 is now more details about the architecture. So whether it's one story or two story, this would apply in either case. So the applicant did make a number of changes from that concept review to what you have in front of you. So the colors do more closely match, the materials do more closely match what's in the rest of the shops of Wyndham Village. Our consultants did a quick calculation of some of the other buildings. It looks like that the majority of those buildings, they did not review all sides of all buildings, though. It's at least 60% brick and stone on all the facades. I believe this building is under that. So then we'd be proposing to have more brick and stone placed on the building and less of the siding. In particular, it would be that front entrance. If you could see the lower elevation where they show the side of that front elevation, side of that front entrance, the upper portion is all siding. So we'd be recommending that be primarily brick and stone up there.
Mr. Wendt?
So this comment was made in a working session with planning, and we did increase the amount of masonry, be it brick or stone, and our design team did calculate, recognizing that this building is four sides good, I'll say, is not a back area with a service area. It is, the masonry is 50% as it stands in these elevations. And we looked at having masonry on that upper portion, which would be inconsistent with the there's a darker horizontal siding on the entrance of the Pick and Save, for instance, which we think is handsome. And the other aspect of putting masonry on an upper elevation like that, and especially on the side coming across into the building, is of concern. But we attempted to work with the comment